Now, what might you say for something a little more severe than a spanking?
A whipping.
Okay. And if you might see a little boy you haven't seen for a while and say, my, how you've
grown.
And you say, he really, what, a lot in the last year.
He has grown a lot.
And just without a head, as you say, this year he...
He grew a lot.
All right. You could almost see him...
Grow.
All right. And a name for an illegitimate child.
Well, I just call him an illegitimate child.
All right. What other terms are there that you're familiar with?
I don't know what they would refer to.
Well, there's some. There's the word bastard, of course, but then there are also a number of kind of jocular things, woods cold and things like that.
Yeah, you might hear those around here.
Those
are used with profanity.
Yeah, I see. Okay, that's good. Now, if you're talking about, say, one girl is a loving child, and the other daughter, you say, she's even a...
You want the opposite of loving?
No, not the opposite. Say, Jane is a loving child, but Mary is an even...
More loving?
Yeah, or say lovinger or more loving, that's it. And your brother's son would be your...
Nephew.
All right, and a child whose parents are dead is a...
Orphan.
And if the court had to appoint somebody to take care of that child, that person would be a...
Guardian.
All right. And all the people related to you are your...
Relatives.
If you're talking about someone who was not related to you, you might say he is...
No, a kin.
Okay. And a person, you see a person from out of town, and you say that person is a... You've never seen him before. That person is a...
Stranger.
All right. How do you use the word foreigner? What does the word foreigner mean?
A foreigner usually means from a different country.
Okay. And when an announcer says that she's introduced to them, he says, ladies and...
Gentlemen.
Now, how do you use that word, gentlemen? And what sense would you use the word in normal conversation?
When you're talking about a man that's rather polite or... dignified in some sort, you refer to that type of man as a gentleman.
I see, but you wouldn't say, would you say there's a man at the door rather than there's a gentleman at the door? If you tell someone else.
Most of the time you just say there's a man at the door.
I see. Okay. And the mother of Jesus, her name was?
Mary.
And her sister's name was?
Martha.
And the second part of your name is sometimes people have that name and then they call for short, or a nickname would be and a boy might be called Bill, or he might also be called
Billy,
and his full name would be
William.
And the first book of the New Testament is
Genesis. Matthew.
And what would you call a female school teacher? Do you have any special...
Which way do you tell
us? Female school teacher. You'd say she's a...
Well, sometimes the people would refer to her as a school marm.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And an unskilled or a preacher minister who wasn't ordained, you might say he's a...
I guess we... I don't know.
Would you ever use the term jackleg?
Jackleg preacher or jackleg mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
who... Anybody who isn't... what would a jackleg mechanic be?
Or we call them a mechanic, shade tree mechanics, one who doesn't have it.
Shade tree? That's good. I've never heard that. One who doesn't have it isn't really...
Not really in business. Is not trained, or he just does it on the side. He's not actively engaged in that.
I see. Okay. It wouldn't just mean part-time. It would mean just kind of a...
Well, yeah, it's part-time. Just on the side.